Video: Olympic boxer who failed DIPA gender tests reveals dramatic feminine makeover. By Warner Todd Houston on August 15, 2024. The Olympic boxer who failed the DIPA gender test but who went on to be awarded gold in women's boxing in Paris this month has posted a video to Instagram revealing a dramatic feminine makeover. Algerian boxer Amane Khalif was featured in an ad for Algerian makeup company Beauty Code. The ad begins with the fighter in boxing gloves and hair pulled back. But then the video cuts to Khalif dressed as a woman with modest makeup, dangling flower petal earrings, and a flower print dress, along with an Olympic gold medal. The ad did not feature Khalif in the Muslim hijab that most women are expected to wear when being seen in public in the strict Muslim country of Algeria. The ad comes only days after the Algerian Olympics star attempted to file a complaint naming Tesla chief Elon Musk and Harry Potter scribe J.K. Rowling, accusing them of harassment over social media posts calling Khalif's gender claims into doubt. A lawyer representing the boxer filed the complaint last Friday in France with a special unit in the Paris prosecutor's office for combating online hate speech. The complaint alleges aggravated cyber harassment and calls on the French government to prosecute anyone who would attack the boxer online. Both Khalif and Taiwan's Lin Yuting have failed the International Boxing Association's gender eligibility tests gender tests, and both failed to medal in the 2021 Olympics in Tokyo. But this year, they are tearing through their female opponents. In 2023, the International Boxing Association IBA President Umar Kremlev explained his organization's decision to disqualify Taiwan's Lin Yuting and Algeria's Amane Khalif from competing in the IBA's 2023 Women's World Boxing Championships, according to Russia's TASS news agency. Based on DNA tests, we identified a number of athletes who tried to trick their colleagues into posing as women. According to the results of the tests, it was proved that they have Y chromosomes. Such athletes were excluded from competition, Kremlev said. Olympics officials, though, ignored the IBA's disqualification of the boxers and, in part, excused their decision by insisting that if the boxers' passports said female, then that was all they needed to allow them to fight in the women's category. In another interview, Olympic president Thomas Bach said that the IOC doesn't currently possess a reliable, scientific test to tell a man from a woman. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.